Trust practically no one, all right? Except trustworthy people. Come on, open up. Watch business. Corporal Nobbs pulled at Sergeant Colon's sleeve and whispered in his ear. Not watch business, said Colon, pounding the door again. Nothing to do with the watch at all. We're all just, civilians, all right? The door opened a crack. Yes, said a voice that counted its small change. We have to ask some questions, missus. Are you the watch? Said the voice. No, I think I just made that clear. Piss off, copper. The door slammed. You sure this is the right place, Sarge? Harry Chestnut said he saw Ossie going in here. Come on, open up. Everyone's looking at us, Sarge, said Nobby. Doors and windows had opened all along the street. And don't call me Sarge when we're in plain clothes. Right you are, Fred. That's... Colon hesitated in an agony of status. Well, that's Frederick to you, Nobby. And they're giggling, Fred. Ick, Frederick. We don't want to make a cock-up of this, Nobby. Right, Frederick. And that's Cecil, thank you. Cecil? That is my name, said Nobby coldly. Have it your way, said Colon. Just remember who's the superior civilian around here, all right? He hammered on the door again. We hear you've got a room to let, missus, he yelled. Brilliant, Frederick, said Nobby. That was bloody brilliant. Well, I am the sergeant, right, Colon whispered. No. Yeah, right. Well, you just remember that, right? The door snapped open. The woman within had one of those faces that had settled over the years, as though it had been made of butter and then left in the sun. But age hadn't been able to do much with her hair. It was a violent ginger and piled up like a threatening thunderhead. Room? You should have said, she said. $2 a week, no pets, no cooking, no women after 6 a.m. If you don't want it, thousands do. Are you with the circus? You look like you're with the circus. Plain clothes was the problem. Both the men had been used to uniforms all their lives. Sergeant Colon's only suit had been bought by a man 2 stone lighter and 10 years younger, so the buttons creaked under tension. And Nobby's idea of plain clothes was the ribbon and bell-bedecked costume he wore as a leading member of the Ankh-Morpork Folk Dance and Song Society. Small children had followed them in the street to see where the show was going to be. We're... Colon began, and then stopped. There were undoubtedly a large number of things to be apart from policemen, but there and then he couldn't think of any of them.
Actors, said Nobby. Then it's payment a week in advance, said the woman, and no filthy foreign habits. This is a respectable house, she added, in defiance of evidence so far.
We ought to see the room first, said Colon.
Oh, the choosy sort, eh?
She led them upstairs. The room vacated so terminally by Ossie was small and bare. A few items of clothing hung on nails in the wall, and a heap of wrappers and greasy bags indicated that Ossie had been a man who ate, as it were, off the street.
"Whose is this stuff?" said Sergeant Colon.
"Oh, he's gone now. I told him he'd be out if he didn't pay up. I'll throw it all out afore you settle in."
"We'll get rid of it for you,"
said Sergeant Colon. He fumbled in his pouch and produced a couple of dollars.
"Here you are, Mrs. Spent," said Mrs. Spent.
She gave them a lopsided look.
Are you both stopping here, or what?
Nah, I've just come along as his chaperone, said Colon, giving her a friendly grin. He has to fight women off when they find out about his sexual magnetism.
Mrs. Spent gave the shocked Nobby a sharp look and bustled out of the room.
What you going to say that for, said Nobby. It's got rid of her, hasn't it? You were having a go at me, don't deny it, just because I'm going through a bit of emotional what's-name, eh?
It was just a joke, Nobby, just a joke.
Nobby peered under the narrow bed.
Wow,
he said, all emotional what's-names forgotten.
What is it? What is it?
Said Colon.
It looks like a complete run of bows and ammo, and...
Nobby pulled another stack of badly engraved magazines out into the light.
Here's Warrior of Fortune, look, and Practical Siege Weapons.
Colon leafed through page after page of very similar-looking people holding very similar weapons of personal destruction.